We're back on the Farm Show here on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Time for our monthly chat with the Minnesota Department of Ag. And I have Greg Rengenball on. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. So as we're getting closer to springtime and planting season, definitely got some information for soybean producers out there, especially those who are going to be working with beans that are going to have they're going to need treatment with dicamba. A lot of changes are coming here in Minnesota and across the nation in general, and we're going to kind of let people know what's going on.
Yeah, in response to the high number of damage complaints that there were last year in 17, the EPA has come out with some new requirements for dicamba for the DT tolerant soybeans. And a couple of the primary ones are the product is now a restricted use pesticide, so only certified applicators can apply the product. And also they require that they take dicamba specific training. So if you're going to apply the product, you need to have that dicamba training. And then also Minnesota has a couple requirements specific to our state, is that the product cannot be applied after June 20th. And then the second one is if the temperature is 85 degrees or higher than 85 degrees, or the forecasted high for the day is above 85, the product cannot be applied.
So what was it about those requirements that made it? Why were those requirements chosen for that date and that temperature?
What we did was, based on the complaint information and the survey information that we did, we forwarded that information to the University of Minnesota, and they did an analysis of all of our complaint information, and we found that about 75% of the complaints that we have were after that June 20th date. And then also with the higher temperatures, when you get especially above 85, there's a greater chance of the product volatilizing and moving off site. So those two components were a couple of the big ones that really stood out when we looked at our complaint information.
And now, so those producers who are going to be using dicamba, you know, they have to go through the certification training. How do they go about doing this?
We're cooperating with the Minnesota Crop Production Retailers. And if people go to their website, very prominently displayed on there, all of the dicamba training that's being offered for Minnesota applicators. Some of those are actually taking place in neighboring states like North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa. But as long as it's listed on that site, that means that all of those people that attend that training, they'll be getting credit for going to the training, and our department, Minnesota Department of Agriculture, will have access to those names to show that they've been through the dicamba training.
So that does give them multiple options if something isn't closer to them, or if, conflicts, at least they've got other options that will work and count as the training.
Right, and just I was looking through it this morning, and there's quite a few that are on there in a number of different, like I say, in neighboring states, and also, obviously, a lot of them in Minnesota at different locations and times.
Now, I've talked with people at the experiment stations and stuff, earlier this year, talking about dicamba and the training that's going to need to be done, and a lot of them saying, if we have this many problems again this year, look to not even see dicamba being an option next year, and that could be a nationwide problem as well.
There were a lot of problems in many different states. What Commissioner Fredrickson tried to do with our Minnesota-specific restrictions here is to take a real measured approach to this, so that people who need dicamba, for a tool for some of their, especially the resistant weeds, it will be available, but at the same time, trying to limit any kind of damage problems that we had last year by having that cutoff date and the temperature. So he tried to make an approach that would be, thinking of both the people that need it and also the ones that potentially could be damaged.
So if farmers are looking for this information, we'll look where that website is to find the information they need and what they need to do for training. How do they find that?
I would search for Minnesota Crop Production Retailers. I did that this morning. It came right up, and it's one of the prominent things that they have on there. They have DICAMB information and trainings. If they click on that, they'll see a number of selections that they can do to register for those trainings right on their website.
All right. Well, we'll make sure to include a link to that here on the story when we post it at myklgr.com. Greg, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us here today.
Thank you. We appreciate the time.
All right. That is Greg with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture here on KLGR. We'll be back after this.